This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations, episode 4. Right. We're getting into all kinds of stuff. It's been fun. So I am your host, Ryan Bean. This is my good friend and talented co-host, Elena Sweetser. And we are so glad you're here with us yet again. So,
and I'm personally excited for today's topic because it's one of my favorite holidays.
As you can see by the decor here, we're discussing Halloween today.
This is from his wife.
This is from one section of my house. So if you can imagine how she made this, if you can imagine how this podcast look, imagine what the Hallmark movie I've got going on in my house looks like.
Yeah, it's so amazing in there. All right, let's get into it.
I love it. Let's do it.
So today's topic is going to be Halloween because that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, what was Halloween like for you growing up versus what it is now?
So I can tell you that, as you can see, my wife, this is her season. Yeah. So holiday season is, we call that Allison season. Yeah. She prepares all year for this. So
September 1st, all the fall decorations.
September through New Year's is Allison's window. So I have far more new traditions, and we'll get into them later, than I did past. I mean, past traditions was pretty simple, right? I mean, we did the trick-or-treating thing. We did the, as you got older, you were the person that got to pass out the candy, and you thought that was a great privilege, and you didn't realize your parents were super excited not to have to answer the door 1,000 times.
Did you grow up in a neighborhood where there's a lot of trick-or-treaters?
We had a pretty good trick-or-treat. Yeah, so I grew up in Sacramento. That's where I'm, that was home base for us, and but our neighborhood, it was pretty, you know, again, pretty traditional, and but we had a fair amount of trick-or-treaters. I think we, in my neighborhood I live in now, it's crazy at Halloween, and I love it.
You guys have the big pumpkin king out in the front.
We go crazy. Yeah, well, we just enjoy making it fun at the holidays, and we make we love showing off our house during the holidays. And
trunk or treats, that's what it's called, right? Was not a thing.
No, I don't. They may have been, but I didn't do any of that. And then, like, there's a lot of stuff now that goes on at churches and those type of things. And again, they may have been going on growing up, but that's
didn't grow up in a neighborhood with a lot of kids, so we didn't really trick or treat. We'd go to my grandpa's, see my grandpa. We really went to our friends' neighborhoods to go trick or treating.
Yeah.
So we did it, but I had one friend that lived in the nice, richy neighborhood, and they would give full candy bars. Sometimes money, we're like, we're going there.
Well, we do that this year, but that's on me. It's more because I like to make a statement. Yeah. So, you know, every year the kids
display in the front yard, you have to.
Well, I only give the full candy bars only go to the best dressed. Yeah. So the ones that make a lot of fantastic effort, I give the big candy bars to. And then we have the regular traditional candy for, you know, all the normals or the teenagers that show up at your house at 9 p.m. And, you know, you still want to.
Your friends that come? Because one of their best friends lives literally next door, and hopefully we will be the next door of that eventually. Yeah. But do you have, like, the whole cul-de-sac comes and the adults sit outside? Do you make it like a thing?
So we do. So me and Trent actually got, you know, this kind of worked out in our favor, you know, years ago. Yeah. You know, we offered to just be the guys at the top of the cul-de-sac that passed out candy. And typically we'll either have a, you know, if there's a football game on, we'll run a TV out there. We have heaters out there if it gets cold. And we sit in the cul-de-sac, and, you know, we make it just an evening where me and him get to have fun and have some cocktails and pass out candy all night. And, and the wives take the kids. Oh, it's a blast. Yeah. Me and Trent look forward every year, because it's the one holiday that we get to sit and be lazy and just enjoy people walking up, and our wives take the kids.
And the weather normally is pretty nice weather.
Yeah, we've had a couple years where it gets cold, but I say we just improvise. We've had fire pits out there before, and we brought heaters out there before, but we're in Texas, so you know, as you can see right now, Halloween's around the corner, and here we are in you know,
right.
85 degree
and
weather.
I think it's fun to make it a thing with your neighborhood too. You know, last year we had our two best friends, Matt and McKenzie, come over to our house, and my son goes to bed at 7:30. So, you know, he was up for a little bit walking the neighborhood and then he went to bed, but we did jack-o'-lantern quesadillas for dinner. And those are pretty fun and much easier to make than you think. And then we puzzled, which my friend is a good best friend. She hates puzzling, but I make her do it with me all the time.
Elena makes everyone puzzle.
That's what my birthday parties are.
That's how you get Elena. If she's not puzzling, she's asleep by 8:30. Yeah, so
we're painting now, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. We're
not podcasting.
Yeah. Whatever keeps Elena engaged and awake.
My bedtime's 8 p.m. too.
Yeah. So. But growing up, very basic traditions. My mom, you know, the Christmas was always her big thing, and you know, Halloween, she, you know, we put out some decorations. Yeah. We did, you know, we carved pumpkins, which always a fun. And we still do that to this day. So, you know, one of the things that Allison and I started doing when we were dating, because again, my wife loves the holidays, and she makes our house feel so special and so warm, and which makes these traditions that she's given our family just so, I think they're going to be everlasting. I think they're going to stick with our kids. I know they stick with me, and they mean the world to me. But one of the things that me and her did was we'd have a pumpkin carving contest. We still do it to this day. I think she has voters that know which ones are hers. Okay, I know there's been years I clearly should have taken the victory, and she somehow gets the win. But we carve pumpkins; it's completely random, and then we put it out on Facebook for a vote. And
I think that's cool.
It is, and it's fun, and we look forward to it every year. Now we have our kids involved in it too. So, and now, like I said, I have teenage kids, so Halloween's different for them now.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go to a Halloween party now with their friends or things like that. They're not doing the same stuff that Kian's. I miss the age where Kian is today, where they dressed up and went trick or treating. I love that. They still enjoy the pumpkin carving.
You know what my dad did for us, which was funny and odd growing up, is we did the pumpkin carving, but he grew gourds.
Okay.
He carved gourds, and I remember there's a couple times we had gourd-o-lanterns, I guess you could say. I don't know what you call them.
Okay.
So we had that. It was pretty fun. It was pretty cool. I probably won't grow my own gourds for my kids now, so props to my dad.
No, you go to Walmart.
If he wants to grow the gourds for my kids, that's fine.
That's a lot of work. Go to Walmart and get a $5 pumpkin. It makes it a lot easier.
Keep a plant alive for longer than a day.
And she's too busy. She needs like the orchids that take an ice cube or something like that.
Still kill those.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna kill one of those. That's a story for another day.
Oh my goodness gracious.
No, but there's a lot of traditions, and Kian's actually at an age now where we can do the pumpkin carving, because before he just did the pumpkin painting, you know, but now he's more detailed and intricate and things, so that's gonna be fun this year. So maybe we'll steal your idea and we'll do the competition thing.
Absolutely, it's fun. It makes it fun, right? Yeah. And you know, if you find any way to make anything into a competition or a game for my wife, she's all in. So like I said, I typically lose, but you know, I think the thrill that she gets out of it makes me the winner anyway. Oh, so regardless, and it's just something we get to do as a family every year. And as my kids get busier and older and they're doing stuff, it's harder to get that stuff time, and they look forward to it. So it's like one of those things, like when are we carving pumpkins? Yeah. When are we gonna? So you know, that's been impactful.
Allison
for them.
Has her own tradition. She does, and she tries to invite me, but I'm like, just take me off the list, because she does a scary movie night, which I can't do horror movies like that. Like, I love Tim Burton movies, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to like Chainsaw Massacre, I can't do it. Demonic stuff.
I don't like the demonic stuff. I think we've gotten too crazy with that stuff, especially when they get kids in these movies. I think it's not my style, but that's, you know, one of her mini traditions. And you know, it's now she's got, you know, my daughter's getting to some of the, you know, middle level scary movies that she can watch together, and she'll have her friends come over and, you know, set up right where we're sitting and watch a movie out here with her friends.
Yeah.
And Allison likes to have all of her girlfriends come over for a scary movie night, and she does the house up. She has all kinds of food out. She does all kinds of, she bakes things, and she's got new stuff for this year. I think she just needs an excuse for the Amazon guy to come to my house with more Halloweens. I don't know where we're going to put this stuff. My attics are at full capacity, but she still figures out a way to keep buying more.
I know, help you get a bigger house if you need it.
Oh, there you go. I can't move.
No,
but
this house is too amazing.
Can't leave it. But one of the things that she did with the kids growing up that I loved is she did the Great Pumpkin. I don't know if you know the story of Charlie Brown.
No.
So she used to always play the movie Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And the Great Pumpkin was the creature that came in and came in like a Santa Claus almost. And she made the Great Pumpkin every year, she did a Halloween basket for my kids.
Yeah.
So again, it's just an excuse for her to spend more money for the kids. And spoil them, right?
But you remember those? I'm sure.
Oh my gosh! I think my daughter's 15 and she still wants the Great Pumpkin to come, and it's crazy. But she, the Great Pumpkin would come, and they would have a, you know, a pumpkin basket or whatever, and Allison would put just fun little things in there, very cute little things, stuffed animals or little night lights or, you know, candy in there for the kids, and she made it super fun, and she does that with her friends. Traditions when it comes to the holidays are very, very important to Allison, and it's meant the world to us.
Did I tell you the tradition I'm starting with Kian this year?
No, what are you doing?
Okay, so as everybody probably knows, I love Tim Burton, and Nightmare Before Christmas when I was a kid was one of my favorite movies, and oddly enough, my 3-year-old, almost 4-year-old, is obsessed with it, right? His birthday next month, he wants it to be Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
So I found, you know, the Elf on the Shelf? Well, I found one, a version, but with Jack Skellington on it.
Oh, so I'm gonna do an Elf on the Shelf
version for Halloween. Especially because my kid's birthday is in October. So every day I'm going to move him around. And then for his birthday, he's going to wake my kid up, right? And then, of course, on Halloween, he'll have a little basket, something like that.
Well, if you do the Elf on the Shelf, you're probably like my wife, where you had to set a timer the evening, which always meant me getting up because we would forget every time.
I haven't done the Elf on the Shelf yet, but this year, now that Kian understands it all,
oh my goodness,
we're gonna dip into it.
And there's going to be many nights where your alarm goes off or you're going to forget and you're going to have to figure it out. So the best year ever when Allison did that, just off topic quickly before we get back on Halloween, is she made the Elf on the Shelf. It was COVID year or maybe the year before. I can't remember. And she made the Elf get injured. So she put him in a full cast and said, hey, I got injured while moving last night. So my doctor told me I can't move for 2 weeks. And she put him in a full on get up. And I was like, it was great. Yeah. It was fantastic. Because again, the person that had to put it, it was always me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's going
to
be me. Like, I just got into bed. You know, it's like, could you get me water?
Yeah.
Can you move the Elf on the Shelf?
Now you've got the skeleton that you have to do for Halloween.
But it's fun. You do it for the joy that happens in your kids' eyes.
But when you
the
memories they're going to make about it. And what's crazy is, you know, I could tell you, you know, I would talk about the things that my mom did, you know, before she passed, unfortunately, you know, years ago. But she did the same thing. She loved the holidays, especially Christmas time.
Yeah.
And she loved hearing us always talk about what those traditions meant to us. And she, you could just tell her world lit up because she's like, okay, it was all worth it.
Yes.
And it goes back to what we talk about with everything.
Yeah.
It takes effort. It takes a little bit of work. It's a pain when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You don't see the benefit when you're doing it. To you, it's just, but it resonates and it sticks with your kids. And it sticks with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The traditions we do today are the same traditions I had as a kid, the same traditions Allison had.
And it's exciting for me and Cole because we're starting our own traditions as our own family with our kid now, right? So, because normally we stay at my family's still in New Mexico, so we have to flip-flop holidays. Christmas in New Mexico, Christmas here, and we used to stay at Chris's house. And now that he's old enough where he's not a baby, we told the family, we're like, we want him to wake up in our house now.
Good for you.
You know, and so good, we want him to experience these traditions in our house.
Absolutely.
So, because we decorate our house and it's fun and he's old enough now. He's going to look forward to it.
And, you know, for us, you don't want to have to be, you know, every holiday carting the kids around to all these different places. They want to wake up around their own house. Yeah. And how do you create those own memories if you're always on the go? Yeah. So, what is, you know, speaking of this Halloween tradition, what was one of your favorite costumes growing up?
I wouldn't say growing up, honestly.
Or one of your favorite costumes in general.
Yeah, I wasn't obsessed with Halloween until an adult, honestly. And I don't know what the flip was. I think I've always loved fall because I'm born in November and my favorite color is orange. So this setting makes me very happy. So I think as I've gotten older, I just really fallen in love with Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays now. But I would say one of my favorite costumes I've ever done, I don't know if you remember, it was 2 years ago, Cole and I dressed up as Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And I was the main Beetlejuice, and he was the wedding day Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Because I was like, I don't want to be any other character. I want to be Beetlejuice. And we did it so well that year.
I loved it. You guys killed it. You guys killed it.
Pumpkin.
You killed it.
In the front. And that was by far one of my favorite
costumes. Have you seen the new Beetlejuice movie yet?
We have not. And we were going to go see it, but it's been long enough that I told Cole I now want to wait to watch it till we can watch 1 and 2 back to back.
You should.
You know me, I'm like Allison, like to do theme stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to make a dinner and an at-home date night with Cole with it. And
what a memory that's going to be. Yeah. And what's cool about it is, so we saw the second one recently with the kids, and I think they did a really, really good job of making it still feel like it was that era of movie, because I still love movies to feel like movies.
Yes.
I think they've gotten so crazy with AI and special effects and all this crazy stuff. Yeah. Like, I love traditional movies.
Yeah.
It's good. I think you guys will enjoy. I like the fact you're making a day out of that.
Well, cool. I normally I like to do at home date nights. One, because I'm tired of paying a babysitter to just sit on my couch while this kid sleeps.
Yeah.
So I might as well just do something at home. And Cole and I like to be at home. But I normally in September and October watch all my Tim Burton favorites. And yep. You were watching one last night.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow.
Seriously, watch this.
Sleepy Hollow.
My wife and I were painting. I was watching one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, they're painting fall. Again, as if I didn't have enough fall stuff. Now my wife's adding artwork of her own to the house. So whatever makes her happy. Whatever makes her happy. Like I said, it's a Hallmark movie.
What is your favorite costume?
You know, I thought about it. You know, growing up, I could say I really liked... I did a lot of traditional stuff, like you see a lot of kids. But, you know, I really liked it. I had a year where I was Indiana Jones.
Oh, cool.
And I loved Indiana Jones. And I thought that was a cool one. I had the whip and, you know, I had the hat. I thought that, you know, that part was cool. And actually, funny enough, Dylan dressed as that costume later on in life, which was great. But
with
Indiana...
props?
No. Oh, please, are you kidding me?
That would've been cool.
We grew up with a lot less than Dylan has. Allison went crazy. He had to do an Indiana Jones thing, which was cool. But that was a cool costume. But I could tell you that the ones that stick out to me more was my kids.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing them, like, you know, and they've had some really good costumes. And my all-time favorite by far is when they did Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And, I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So, Addison was Dorothy and Dylan was the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
And Dylan was, gosh, Addison was probably maybe three.
Yeah.
Dylan would have been five at the time. And, oh, my goodness. Them going down the sidewalks.
Did you dress up too, you said?
I didn't dress up. No. But for me is watching my kids grow up and all, and again they've had some great costumes, but the one that stands out to me the most, the one that's in my memory bank the most, was them doing Wizard of Oz. And I thought she had her little red sparkly shoes, and she had a little basket because she, you know, Addison was so into stuffed animals. Oh my goodness, that girl loved her stuffed animals. And she had a little puppy stuffed animal that looked like Toto, and she put him in the basket and carried him down. You know, it just was fantastic. It was a great memory. The day was perfect. I will absolutely.
Can you guess what Kian is gonna be this year?
Spider-Man.
No, that was last year.
Oh, okay.
What is his birthday this year? Jack Skellington.
Oh my god, look at you. You're gonna make him obsessed. Maybe you're brainwashing him a little bit.
I've rewatched it so many times because of him. I'm like, I think he's surpassed my obsession level. But anyway, so I'm excited.
Is there any other new traditions you guys are starting? Like, I know you talked about you know, doing stuff at home and doing a Beetlejuice theme thing, but is there something that you and Cole are talking about is maybe you should do a new tradition for just you as a family?
No, Cole loves Halloween because I do.
Okay.
I think it's his favorite. Thanksgiving is his favorite, and then Christmas.
Really? Thanksgiving's his number one?
I think because the whole football and just the whole fall season, the meals, and being together as family. He's a lot like that. But I think Christmas and Thanksgiving is his favorite, but he likes Halloween because I do. So really, he looked at be my traditions, but for it really be like rewatching our favorite films, like once again the Tim Burton marathon, and Kian obviously is following in the Tim Burton path with The Nightmare Before Christmas and the new Elf on the Shelf version for Halloween. I'm excited for that.
And you gotta get the Great Pumpkin, the Charlie Brown Pumpkin in the rotation. You gotta play for him.
First two inflatables last year, right?
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah.
I have Oogie Boogie, which I'm excited for his birthday because I already have that, and I have Zero.
Okay.
So now I need to get the other characters, and I was like, I have my first yard inflatables.
So
I'm like an adult.
Yeah, but now obviously so let me ask you a question. So you growing up, do you lean more towards, it's fun today because you obviously have a toddler, but do you guys have, or are you traditionally like more spooky? Like what do you like about Halloween?
I don't like the spooky, or like, I never liked haunted houses or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't do that part of Halloween. But I'm like intrigued by vampire stuff for some reason, but like, I don't like doing the spooky stuff, like haunted houses, but I enjoy the dressing up, the fun. I don't know how to explain it, honestly.
Okay.
I just like it.
Allison's the same way.
He watches Mickey Mouse Halloween all the time.
Yeah. My kids are definitely into it more so because of Allison for sure. And like Cole, Halloween's never been my go-to, but I think it's because it wasn't such a huge holiday growing up.
Yeah.
We still did all the traditional stuff, but it's been since I've been married and we've had our own kids and we've built our own traditions. It's made me enjoy it more. Yeah. I love the house at fall. I love the house at Halloween because Allison just decorates
so
it.
Good.
She will just, again,
for Christmas.
Oh, it's crazy. We'll get and that's where we'll get to the stuff. But
yeah,
it, you know, she loves it. It's something she enjoys doing, and as much work as it puts on me because of all the work it takes to put to pull all this stuff every year, the end result, it goes back to everything.
You sit on your couch, you just look around your house, and you see how beautiful it's a home.
And what does it take, though?
What did I say in the text the other day? She is master at making a house.
She has, and it's work, right? And it's people look at it as, do I really want to put that effort in? And for us, the effort has always been, we've always got the payback from the effort. And my kids, like I said, I think it's going to stick with them. And I think, you know, you may not see it today. Yeah. You know, I do because I love it, and Allison does as well. So, which is why we do it. Yeah. But I think when our kids get older and they talk about all these things they did growing up and all how the house looked and the traditions of their dad sitting at the top of the cul-de-sac, passing out the big candy bars, and people knew that the bean house was the big candy bar house, right? If you went all in on your outfit, those things are going to stick with them, and it's going to be meaningful. So
it's all about memories.
Yeah, and I enjoy the fun part of Halloween. Yeah. Again, scary movies are not my thing. You know, I've done them, and now my kids are older, so now they kind of want to do some of the haunted houses and the scarier movies and things like that. But it's not my style.
I never liked them. Ever.
I like the fun stuff. Yeah. I like the fun stuff for sure. So
well, that is a wrap for today. We want to know, what is your favorite part of the Halloween?
Yeah.
What are your traditions?
Let us know.
Feedback.
And maybe we gave you some ideas on, you know, maybe some traditions you guys want to start on your own. So, again, we could not do this without you guys listening and tuning in. If you guys, you know, hopefully we gave you some ideas on something to start yourself.
Brought
and
a bit of value into your life.
Maybe brought back an old memory of you growing up, and maybe something you want to incorporate now.
Or you want to start now.
Absolutely. And we hope you guys have a very safe Halloween. I hope you guys have a great Halloween. Share us on social media. Share us with your friends and family. We do this for you. We do this for us, but really, we do this for you guys as well. So
we'll see you in the next episode.
We will see you guys on the next episode.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Work that pumpkin.